Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lots to discuss in this final hour. We bring in Eric Arditi of Barstool Sports. Eric, what's up, man? How are you this evening?
I'm good. You know, long weekend recovering and getting some rest in. Nothing compared to your weekend, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty incredible weekend. We'll get to some of that. But I wanted to get your take Thursday night. You know, we both have a nice relationship with the Gabba family and Mo. And I think people understand how special the guy is. But Thursday's show, you helped with a lot of that and getting some people set up, not only sending videos. And in the last one, Big E didn't get to call into the show, but you forwarded the video to me, and I played it for Mo, and he was just like, oh, my God. You know, he was so excited over all that.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, like, I was just telling Nolan, I mean, it was, you know, he was juggling a lot of stuff. I know you were juggling a lot of stuff that whole week. And just, I mean, I'm still just amazed at how the show came out, because it was, like you had mentioned, Thursday night. Like, I knew some of the callers who were calling in, but then it almost got to a point where I'm guessing, and you're giving hints, and I'm guessing along with Mo, like, who's calling in? Who is this? You know, this is going to be. And again, it seemed like every call is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, from Johnny bringing in Roman Reigns right off the bat, Buck was amazing. I thought Adam was great. Trey was awesome as always. Torrey Smith was cool. Hearing Ray Lewis calling in, I'm not even a Ravens fan, and I thought that was awesome. Again, it just seemed like the more it went into overtime, the better it got. And I messaged him, you know, the morning after, and I was like, dude, you were killing it. Like, you were great. I said, you know, you knew how to handle yourself, and you seemed composed, and he was, you know, giving his mom some jokes and all that. So I thought it was great. It was better than I could have ever imagined, and I've just – I think, you know, I sat on my floor for 4.5 hours just listening to the radio. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I did that.
Yeah, you know, it's I got a lot of messages about that. You know, one of the best messages I received, and look, there were plenty of people, and I'm sure I didn't even get to answer people, and there were because of how many messages I actually got about the Big Mo show, there were a lot of people getting responses from me that just said thanks, and I was trying to move it along. And but, like, just meeting some of the people that have known, I think it was Mo's music teacher, one of the ladies that taught him Braille, sent me a long message, and we were responding back and forth, and it's just kind of cool seeing where he's come from and where he's at now, and knowing that, you know, he didn't get the greatest of diagnoses his last time being out, and to be able to get his own radio show and to sound, you know, like a natural. And getting back to the point of what I was saying about DA, Damon Amendola sent me a text saying, hey, man, like, you did a phenomenal job. Like, people don't understand – you know, it's sometimes with a kid, like, you don't know if how talkative they're going to be at times. And sometimes you got to drive it, but not try to steal the thunder. You know what I mean? Like, let it be him. And I don't think the show could have went any more perfectly than what it did. And just his reactions to everything and being there in person, as Sanzi, one of her friends, was there, and myself, just getting to see visually, like, how excited he got when people were calling in.
Yeah, and I'm sure, again, you know, that probably would have been cool, seeing his facial expressions when he was, you know, when he heard the hot in here, or when he heard it was Roman Reigns and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, like you were saying, the way he handled himself. I mean, when your mic went out, it was kind of, you know, he was ready to move on without you. He didn't care if your mic was ever coming back. He was going to run that thing till 10:30, regardless of if you were there or not. And again, he didn't seem nervous. I know him, you know him. That's just how he is. You talk about rolling with the punches. He showed how he rolls with the punches on Thursday.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like I said, it was just one of those things that I'm going to be, I'll remember it until the day I die, like being a part of that and watching him and seeing him and like even the next day checking in on him. Because as soon as the show was over, he had some food left over from lunch from the Costas Inn, and he was eating. He said, "I'm going to eat it." He's waiting for his mom to heat it up, and I'm looking at him, and I said, "Are you tired?" He goes, "Yeah, man, I'm exhausted, but I got to eat before I go to sleep." And then the next day, as I said, one of my friends got together with a bunch of other friends and some of her family and brought him like these unbelievable gift baskets and got him his own Echo Dot. So now he can tell Alexa what he wants, which is just perfect for him and his situation. So couldn't be happier about how that whole thing turned out. Now, yeah, I mean, you're a huge Oriole fan the same way I am. The schedule gets released. Not being able to go to games, maybe the schedule doesn't – it's not as cool, right, as in years past, saying, no, this is one I want to be a part of. Most people look at, like, the bobblehead giveaway nights or a T-shirt night saying they want to be there for that or if there's some special theme. But, I mean, I'm just happy to have baseball back.
Yeah, and it was kind of like obviously I'm not as jazzed up for it as I would be, you know, with Trey not being there. Obviously, the whole – back and forth that we went through for what it seems like 3 or 4 months already with this labor stuff that kind of got me turned off to it. And seeing the schedule release and going, okay, they open up in Boston, they open up at home against the Marlins, you know, woohoo, you know, cause again, like you said, I'm not circling games, you know, oh, this will be a cool road trip to, you know, New York City or Pittsburgh or something like that. It's like, yeah, you know, maybe you'll know someone who rents a room in the Hilton up there, and you can watch the games from there. But I mean, other than that, yeah, it wasn't too. I even forgot that it was coming out. I obviously saw that they were releasing it tonight. But then, you know, it's 6:10, and I'm looking through Twitter, going, "Oh, that's right, the schedule got posted 10 minutes ago." And I mean, it's just weird because again, we could wake up tomorrow and everything is canceled. And I don't know if it's just the type of person I am. I'm still not 100% convinced that we'll see, you know, one game, let alone 60. So I, you know, I'm kind of those, I'll believe it in October when we see someone holding up the trophy. I don't know. And maybe that's just me again, you know, kind of thinking that way. I just don't know. It's hard for me to get excited for these games in August and September that may not even happen.
Yeah. So the odd thing for me too, is we're seeing more and more names now opt out and people are wondering about Trout, but if we looked at it from a basketball standpoint, people were going, oh, my God, you know, like Victor Oladipo opted out. And I think the Pacers team is really, really good. But remember, he's recovering from that injury he had last year. So right now he's not the same player that he was. And we'll have to see if he gets back to that because he's an all-star caliber player. And he was playing limited minutes and not necessarily playing well, trying to fit into this team that acquired a bunch of new players in the offseason. We've seen guys like Trevor Ariza opt out, and there hasn't been the huge, like the really, really big names in the NBA. Maybe some names you recognize, but in Major League Baseball, you know, Nick Markakis opting out and David Price doing it as well. Maybe we see more and more of this, which does feel a little strange.
Yeah, and you know, because I guess Freddie Freeman, you know, did test positive, and it's like, is he eventually going to opt out? Which, I mean, yeah, and I think Price is the big one so far. And I know I heard you talking with Ken today, that big shoe, you know, that everyone's waiting to drop is Trout, you know? And same thing, I mean, you know, I haven't heard anything but, like, Bryce Harper, you know, I know his wife is pregnant again, and he has a newborn. I think Garrett Cole has a newborn coming within, like, the next 2 or 3 weeks, you know? And are we going to see – I know Kenley Jansen hasn't reported to the Dodgers yet, I don't think. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there are some recognizable names. But if – I mean, I think if Trout does decide to sit out, which I don't know which way he's leaning, and I know you guys said today you guys expect him to play. I forget who said it. But that may sway a lot of people. Like you said, I think one of the Braves beat reporters said Nick Markakis was like the last person – they thought would sit out, and he, you know, obviously they said he sat down with Freddie Freeman and they had a long talk. So if a guy like that, kind of the leader of that clubhouse and that veteran who's, you know, been around the league for, you know, almost 15 years, if that's a guy saying, you know, well, I'm going to take a step back and look at this, I'm sure some of the other big name guys are. And again, it wouldn't surprise me if tomorrow we wake up and I know Buster Posey, I think was another one. If those guys start sitting down and saying, you know, I'm going to opt out, and I don't think you can blame them at all because, again, we don't know their family history, and we don't need to know what's going on with them personally. But I mean, I'm fully expecting a handful of other players too, and I'm behind them. I think they definitely should exercise that right. Again, it'll just be interesting to, you know, to see how this goes. And like you were mentioning, same thing with the NBA. I mean, you know, DeAndre Jordan and a few guys like that. But all it takes is a couple big guns, and I think a lot of other people will start following suit.
Give me your take on the money that Pat Mahomes is getting paid, man. It's a ton, and it's definitely going to have a direct effect on the Ravens when it comes time to make the deal with Lamar.
Yeah, that was a big one today. And I don't know if you saw it. Did you read about the woman at the liquor store in Kansas City who beat Adam Schefter to the reporting?
No, that's crazy. I didn't see this.
So I read this a couple minutes ago. A woman who works in a liquor store in Kansas City around noon today tweeted something like, "I think big news is coming out of Kansas City today. I work in a liquor store, and a guy, you know, who works for the Chiefs came in and bought 6 bottles of Dom Perignon. And he said, big signing coming." And she said, "It's not Chris Jones. I'm expecting a Mahomes deal today." And then, you know, 3 hours later, she tweets back to Schefty and says, you know, "Oh, my God, I beat Adam Schefter." I just thought that was pretty awesome. She's out here tweeting it earlier. It's a lot of money. And I'm reading some stuff. What did it say? It was guaranteed, you know, mechanism and stuff like that. That's how Rap tweet, you know, tweeted about it. I mean, it said $477 million with a chance to go up to $503. That's a lot of money. I mean, I think it's the biggest deal in sports. And, you know, my first thought was guys like Deshaun Watson and Lamar. I mean, their agents, they just have to be licking their chops right now. And you know, same thing with Dak. I know I don't put Dak in that same class as those guys, but he thinks he is. I think Lamar and Deshaun Watson, guys like that are going to be next up in line. I don't know if they can give them that money just because it's an insane deal. It's just an absolute record-breaking deal. But, you know, I'm sure the Ravens front office wasn't too thrilled with it, but I know Lamar is probably looking at houses now, you know, or a couple houses if he's going to make that kind of money.
I mean, look, it's a ton, but I guess it's the going rate, and it keeps going up for quarterbacks in this league, and just how crazy it is. I love the fact – I don't know how I missed that. I mean, I know today was – I got to admit, today was kind of a crazy day for me where – so getting back to my story from yesterday, my usual routine is I go down to City Limits on Sunday with a couple of friends, and we hang out there, eat some food, have some drinks, bust some chops, normal stuff, and yesterday I had a big sweat going on for golf, the PGA Tour, as it wrapped up, and I ended up winning $136,000 yesterday. Now, all that being said, by the time I got home, I was out of it, and I passed out at like, I'd say like 8:45, 9 p.m., like out cold. Woke back up at 2:30, and then saw I had like 25 missed messages, and then I proceeded to start texting people back. This is how out of it I was. And I got to apologize to the 4 people that I texted, not realizing it was 2:30 in the morning when I texted them. And then I stopped and said, "Just put your phone down." I went downstairs and I ended up falling asleep on my couch watching, I think it was Parks and Rec. I initially started because I'm on Community now. I've never watched it. I like it, but I don't like if I feel like I'm going to fall asleep, I'll turn it off and go to something that I've seen, either The Office or Parks and Rec. And I just finished The Office for about the 16th time in a row. So, then I passed back out this morning when I got up and got my day started, just getting a whole bunch of stuff done. It's still kind of crazy, and I don't know, just surreal. Like, you know, like I as much as I've played daily fantasy sports, I've never had a hit like that. And it is, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with it, man.
So when you originally posted it, I kind of, you know, I'm scrolling through the things on Facebook. I saw you post it. And I kind of just kept scrolling, and I went, "Okay, Jeremy won $136 today. That's not a bad – that's, you know, decent day, decent Sunday." And I kept scrolling, and then 2 hours later, I'm like, "Why does this picture have 45 comments on it? Like, it's not that much money." And then I was like, "Oh, that's a comma." And I was like, "Oh," and I started reading more, and I was like, "Now I get it. That's a decent payday." Yeah, I mean, yeah. I couldn't even – I had a buddy who won like $10,000 one time on DraftKings, and – so, you know, sorry, Ray, that story's out the window now, and I'm going to talk about my friend Jeremy winning $136K on one night.
Yeah, and on golf, too. Like, that's the strange thing about this industry. And, like, so, you know, at 7:30 I had AP on. I'll have Hoop on from RunPureSports.com tomorrow. And I tell anybody, if you're going to play Daily Fantasy, look, I'm highly recommending these guys. I'll recommend some of the guys from Awesome-O. I'm still on Roto Grinders. I love the guys from Number Ball. I think are incredibly talented. And it's so funny when I look at somebody for example, there's a guy, Derek Cardi, that runs his own site. And I look at him, and I'm not even sure he can throw a baseball, but he might be one of the more brilliant baseball minds when it comes down to it. And with his analytics and the numbers that he's using, his algorithms are off the charts good. And it's just, you know, finding that if you're going to play tournaments, finding that differentiating yourself. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing with golf. I'm using somebody else's numbers and you know, reading that stuff and putting my lineups together and hoping it fits in the salary cap and then adjusting accordingly. Because the hard part is when, you know, like for golf, let's say you got six guys that you're going to put on your team and you end up, there's four guys you definitely want and you're trying to figure out the last two spots, that if you have to change one of the guys you want on your team to put somebody you don't necessarily want, it screws everything up, if I'm making sense here. Then you start, you know, then you're plugging away trying to make something work and it's a square peg into a round hole. So but yeah, yesterday was incredible. Again, as I'm doing the top five greatest days of your life, I didn't put me winning 136K on my list, but I'll explain that in the next segment. I'll lead you into this real quick. Do you have a couple of days that really stand out to you?
Yeah. So, when I saw that that was the topic today, I obviously started thinking about it. I was, you know, obviously the day I got married to my wife, it was a great day, obviously. The birth of our daughter was another just absolutely awesome day. Those are one and two. You can kind of put them however you want. Three, I may go. I remember, you know, I went to the 1996 ALCS game with my dad. I think it was game three in Camden Yards. I think the Orioles lost, but that was kind of the first baseball memory I had. My dad got hit in the eye with the Darryl Strawberry foul ball, and I still have that foul ball. Knocked his lens out and everything.
Does your dad still have his eye?
Yeah, oh, he still has the eye again. His lens, the lens popped out, and I thought he lost his eye because he was patting all over the ground for it, but we found the lens. I got the ball. Day four, maybe the first time I tried a Slim Jim. That's definitely that was one of my best days. You know, I was at summer camp, but don't remember much other than that. And I don't know. I mean, we might as well go. I'm trying to think. I mean, today's Manny Machado's birthday. I could say that the day they drafted, you know, the Orioles drafted, you know, one of my favorite players. I don't know. Five is up in the air. So.
All right. All right. Good stuff, man.
It's a pretty concrete four with the five that's still up in the air.
Well, hey, look, man, I appreciate it as always. And, you know, we'll definitely be getting you back on here down the line. But thanks for popping on and, you know, talking about last Thursday's show and all the other nonsense that happened this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I always appreciate you having me on. And we'll have to catch up soon for some drinks, and I'll make sure.
Now you make sure that I'm paying. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
That's Eric Arditi from Barstool Sports. Eric, appreciate it, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.